listener production.
Hi there, it's Amanda Myler with your news update. Not long now until the showcase race and one of Australia's biggest sporting events gets underway. Red Bull's Max Verstappen can equal his Formula One record for most consecutive wins if he takes out his second straight Aussie Grand Prix in Melbourne today. He is starting from pole, while Australian star Oscar Piastri will line up in fifth spot on the grid, Dan Ricciardo to go from 18th. Kensington Palace has released a statement thanking everyone for their support. The message, which comes one day after the Princess of Wales revealed her cancer diagnosis, says the Prince and Princess are touched by the flood of support from all corners of the world. A shortage of tradies could put a massive spanner in the works for Labor's plans to build 1.2 million new homes over the next 5 years. A report by Build Skills Australia says the country needs 90,000 extra construction workers over the next 3 months to meet the federal government's housing target by 2029. Housing Minister Julie Collins has told Sky they know it's an ambitious goal.
In terms of the building ministers, they had a meeting just yesterday where they talked about alternative methods of construction, such as modular homes and the like.
In Tassie, the Liberals are projected to win the most seats in a hung parliament following yesterday's state election. And protesters across Oz are today calling for an end to native forest logging. They've gathered in Adelaide, Sydney and Canberra, as well as regional areas, as part of a march organised by the Bob Brown Foundation. Some sad news out of Gold Coast Titans camp. Big Tino Fasuamaliawi has ruptured his ACL, meaning the captain is out of this season. Gordy Tullis was hoping for better news after seeing him do the knee in yesterday's loss to the Bulldogs.
Sitting there with pain, I was just thinking, oh, hopefully there's something not quite right, or it's, you know, like a medial, because they're the ones that hurt a lot more and they carry him off. So I had my fingers crossed.
Meantime, four players, including Tigers skipper Api Korosau, have been charged following yesterday's round three games.